This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, hear what Kevin Durant had to say about Darius Garland in just a few moments. I had to get this off my chest because I found out, Owen, you're watching season 4 of The Bear. You're a couple episodes in, right?
Yep. We finished 1 and 2 last night.
We are watching it at our house. We were excited about it. We didn't have high expectations because we thought season 3 was a disaster. The show doesn't know if it wants to be a comedy, drama, edgy.
I don't know
so
if that's the show's
swearing.
Problem or the Academy's problem, because the Academy keeps putting them in comedy,
yeah.
And they are not a comedy.
I'm not really laughing a whole bunch. Certainly this season I'm not. Daryl doesn't watch it, but I do want to ask you a question about it, Daryl, because
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
So it's the show about a restaurant in Chicago. Now they're trying to be a Michelin restaurant. And this has been going on for a few years, and there's chaos with this show. There's a lot of talking over each other. Owen, I want the restaurant to fail. I want it to fail quickly just so they can shut up. I can't get through the episodes. I hope they all get salmonella poisoning, and I hope they get shut down. I've never been this disappointed. Like, Lost...
Maybe they'll do
the
a
end.
Health inspection episode.
Well, they did that in the first season.
Oh, did they?
That was a big plot point. So I remember when Lost just couldn't land the plane at the end, but I was still with it.
No pun intended.
Right. I really didn't. But I was so on board. I had an investment, yeah. So I was going to keep watching no matter what.
I had one show like that, and you actually watched it too, and we talked about it a little
bit. The Walking Dead. Yeah. It took me like 10 seasons, but I finally got out.
I got out at, they had a big shift in the timeline, and I'm like, all right, well, here we go. We're done.
Right.
I stayed way longer than most people, though.
I got into Designated Survivor when it was on Fox. Yeah, I was a big fan of Kiefer Sutherland in 24. So I was like, okay, I'll watch this, whatever. And then I made the unholy mistake of watching the Netflix season 3. And it just felt completely different. And I'm like, it's so bad, I have to keep going because I want to see if they can stick the landing. And they never stuck the landing, and it was such a waste of time.
Well, and the last season that didn't have Kevin Spacey on House of Cards,
yeah,
was ridiculous. It was a
That's
different show.
One
completely.
I didn't finish that either. This one I'm more disappointed because it's hard to find shows that we both like in my house.
Yeah.
So it was something that we shared together. It was time that we set aside to spend together. And then we would both be focused on the show and talking about plot points in the show together.
Right.
Well, last night we sat through 2 and we were both on our phones the whole time.
We had same thing. We were on our phones. We were dozing off. We had no interest.
There's nothing worse than a show that doesn't like know when to quit. Like, like The Simpsons is a perfect example. I will watch Simpsons reruns from season 1 up until about season 15. And then everything after that's hit and miss. You know, like sometimes
some shows shouldn't be on that long.
Sometimes you just got to know when to call it a day.
Meet the Press, another one.
West Wing should have hung it up after four seasons. And instead, they made three more.
I know, you know, it's season four. You know, these guys are all superstars now. And it's just, we get it. You're being very edgy. You guys are in each other's faces. But you're having the same problems you've had since season four. And I wouldn't even buy it. If this restaurant turns around and is a huge success, I wouldn't buy it. I don't think that would really happen in real life because you guys are incapable. You're so dysfunctional. You can't even...
You know what would save the show? I got it. John Taffer. Special guest appearance by John Taffer.
I do like that. A crossover event.
A little bar rescue.
Daryl, that is a great idea.
Send it in.
All right. So I want you guys to hear this. This is from the podcast called Mind the Game with Steve Nash and LeBron James. Yep. They've been talking hoops. They've been doing nitty-gritty basketball. And they invited Kevin Durant. 45-minute pod. I actually ended up listening to the rest of it last night after we turned off the bear. but this caught my attention for obvious reasons, given how the Cavs are formatted over the last 4 years. Take it away.
6'2 and under guard is at a premium no more as a starter. Maybe as a backup, but you have to be...
We just talked about this the last night.
It's gotten compressed.
It has.
Right? It's
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes. It's at like either Donovan Mitchell, Drew Holiday, 6'3".
You can't get picked on defense. That's the thing, because we play in such a pick-on game that they will really, literally, if you can't guard, they will bring you up every play.
Every
6 foot, 6'1", and you're not a bulldog like a Davion Mitchell, Drew Holidays. On the defensive side, or you're not an offensive, flat-out savant like Kyrie, where you can score on dudes 7 feet easily in an ISO, then I just can't see it.
All right, so they're saying this league is no longer for the small guards. You could get away with it back in the day. Of course, we have two of them. Now, they had mentioned Donovan Mitchell. People kept saying, no, they mentioned Davion Mitchell. No, but he did say Donovan before that. And if you watch the video, they're basically talking about how strong Donovan is because he makes kind of the what would you call flexing motion.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, we'll have a field day with that on the show tomorrow. And then I didn't even realize what they said next, which was
he is, and it's like, but the defensive side of the ball is where, you know, people will attack him. Mm-hmm. If you want to chance to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, you are going at Darius Garland most of the time on the defensive side.
I mean, they're calling out Darius. And when you think about the last 2 months for Darius, Stephen A. Smith goes at him, which we went after Stephen A. for it and others that had done it too. I think there were some people at the station that questioned, you know, his heart, his toughness. And I was like, he's injured. He clearly is injured. He's wearing specialty shoes, whatever.
He just had toe surgery.
And he ended up getting toe surgery. He was clearly injured. But Stephen A. called him out. Then he ends up having surgery, so he's not even going to be able to do the things that he wanted to do this offseason, which was get stronger and work on some of those things so that he doesn't get picked on. And now this, Kevin Durant is saying that Darius is too small, that he's going to get picked on, he's going to get bullied. And they're saying that while LeBron James is in the room. Who's LeBron James's best friend?
Oh, Rich Paul?
Who does Rich Paul represent?
Oh, Darius Garland?
And you're not hearing any pushback at all from LeBron James.
No, he just sat there.
He just sat there. Didn't disagree. Nobody did. Steve Nash was one of those small guards. And they're talking about how special they think Darius Garland is during this podcast. They do talk about what a brilliant player he is.
Yeah, do they think he's a two-time MVP?
No.
Because Steve Nash was.
He was. He was. And they think the game has changed in a way where you're just at such a disadvantage. And to have two of those small guards, even though, again, Donovan has shown that his size is not really an impediment. Like, he battles. Like, you can't deny that Donovan Mitchell has been able to step his game up in the postseason. I know he hasn't gotten past the second round.
Well, it feels like Donovan knows where his shortcoming, pun intended, shortcomings are. And is going to try to play bigger than he is, right? And play through himself. I don't know that I've ever seen Darius Garland go, you're not going to truly physically stop me. And at least try to get through people. Every time he does, he gets hit in the face or, you know, stepped on the foot or whatever.
Well, it's just when you get to the postseason, they officiate the games differently. There's more physicality.
And that's, I think that's where the Cavaliers went wrong with Kenny Atkinson, because I go back to remembering some of those practice media sessions, Anthony. I go back to post-game, and Atkinson kept talking about the pushing, the pulling, the grabbing, the holding, and all that, and his team not reacting and responding to that, or even doing some of that themselves, because, well, it's the playoffs, and if the officials are letting you get away with it, you should do it, right? And, you know, Garland is a guy, and we've seen it time and time again. Yes, he is a brilliant player. I love Darius Garland as a player, but like...
And he was special for the first 3 months of the season.
But he is a guy that you can exploit on the defensive end. And it just resonates differently. If I sit here and say that in a conversation with you, it's different, though, when you're listening to that podcast and it's Steve Nash, it's Kevin Durant, it's LeBron James.
Three special guys, all-time Hall of Fame guys. Yeah.
And they're talking about it. And so that just reinforces for me that, well, at least I'm seeing what I think I'm seeing out there. But I just, that's eye-opening for me, Anthony, hearing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.